Welcome to Business Women Australia's radio show, proud station sponsor. I'm Sally Barker. Each week, I'll be talking with a leading member of BWA. These inspiring business leaders are very generous in sharing their stories, insights, and expertise with us. On the show today, I'm talking with Kim Christofferson from Start Consulting. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Now, today we're talking about change and change management. Can you give us a bit of an understanding of the background in this? And we'll talk a little bit about some of the negative connotations it has had in recent times, but also why it is imperative that we do have change and change management.
Change management has been around for many years. There has been many different methodologies that has been tested and tried and a lot of research behind it. What we're finding is within organisation, change happens more rapidly. We all know that things will change. Just look at the last decade of the technology that we have adapted to, and even the workplaces are changing, and a lot of jobs are getting automated, and the whole professions are changing. So change management is still essential to assist organisation in implementing change successfully. And one of the things that you were talking about, some of that negative connotation, is there has been a lot in the social media around that change management is failing or change management has to change because basically they are quoting somewhere around 50 to 70% failure in implementing change.
Why is that?
Well, I think it's more to do with execution, but also whenever something fails, it's never one thing in particular. It's generally a whole collection of lots of small things that adds up to one big failure. But I think also you perhaps should turn this question sort of upside down and say, well, there's quite a lot of people who's doing it really well and doing it very successfully. And I've had the great pleasure of talking to a lot of the business leaders in Perth that are doing this well and had their feedback on what they perceive to be some of the issues that they have encountered with change management.
So what are some of those issues?
Well, some of the things is I think it's really important when you choose a service provider for something like that, making transformation. In particular, when you look at cultural transformations or where you're actually changing people's behaviour and perception and approach to work, is that you ensure that it is somebody who is aligned with your cultural values, first of all. The other thing is to put people in the centre of it. And it may seem a little bit obvious, but really bringing the people in, your people in your organisation to help you at early stages of actually going through the planning and the decision making and looking at what is it they really do need to change and turn those people into being your change agents in your organisation.
So you need to understand change and have that mindset that change is essential before just going out and doing it. Is that correct?
That's very true. And what I have, some of those things that I have experienced is that there hasn't been a clear vision around what it is that they actually wanted to change. And there's no clear sort of success factors sort of established at the beginning of the process saying, okay, so we want to go to this future stage of our organisation. We want to be the best in the marketplace to deliver this product faster. We want to automate certain section, all those ideas. But there's no tangible measures being put in place early on to say, how do we know we're actually being successful at doing this? And I find that is absolutely essential. And that's for anything that you really do from any project aspect of thing, is to ensure that you know when have I been successful at doing something.
So is that sort of what we talk about, like reverse engineering? You said, you know, you've got to be here and sort of come back a few steps and work out, what do I need to do to get there? How, if you're not really skilled in that area, are there consultants to come in and help you do that?
Most certainly. There's lots of wonderful professionals around. I think, again, coming back to talking about the cultural alignment of the consultants that you choose to bring in to do that, is also looking at, I think it's really essential that look at what kind of frameworks they use. Is that suitable to your organisation? I think it's important to look at what kind of certification and education do they bring to the process, and even the tools that they are using. There's always some people refer to it as magic. I refer to people's actually skills and ability that they're bringing to the party. Some past experiences and successes is always a good indication of how people work as well.
What certification should we be looking out for?
Oh, there's some great frameworks that you can look for. And, of course, ProSight has been around for many years, but I in particular would like to bring to your attention around people-centred implementation, which is also referred to as PCI. It's an exciting new product that has come to the market. They have some great e-learning tools as well. But the most important thing about it is that it is a framework that is flexible enough to tailor any solution to any organisation, but also importantly is still tight enough to ensure there's governance around the process. It also focuses very much on building internal capabilities. So there is a lot, there's Cotter's theories as well, and there's a lot of theories available to you. Some of the feedback that I have been given is that often organisation and leaders find that change management become very academic and sometimes not very practical. And I think that is where it's, you know, finding the tool that is flexible enough to actually give you that framework that is required to just have enough control, but at the same time find a pragmatic solution that is suitable for your organisation.
And that comes back to finding that right consultant, that right person who fits in with your culture.
Yes, definitely, definitely. The other thing is also ensure that they are placed in the organisation at the right level. We really like to see that change professionals actually are part of the board or part of the C-suite and working with them or working with them in the sense of making sure that those decisions and considerations are done at an early stage rather than often, I would say most of the so-called times when change hasn't been successful has been because the change professional has been brought in too late, or they are being put in the organisation at too low a level that they're not able to get the decision makers or the decision made as they are required. Also, they are finding it difficult to get credibility and thereby driving a change process, which in itself is generally quite difficult, but a great challenge as well.
What time frame should we be looking at to have a consultant, a change management consultant within the business?
I think as soon as you're starting to think of making major changes to your organisation, it is always worthwhile to get a second opinion. Consultants can come in and do some kind of assessment to find out how ready the organisation actually is at starting to make changes. They can also give some general advice as to where to look for the right solution or tailored solution or framework that would help them to move through faster. Or you can have them, so it can be on a strategic level, a tactical level, or even an operational level, depending upon what the resources there are within the organisation, the capabilities within the organisation in itself. Mm-hmm. Often we find even, they know they want to make the changes, but they don't have the people with the skill set to actually make it happen. So I think it is, you can tell a good consultant who's willing to actually work with the team and building those capability internally.
Okay. Mm. How long would you expect a consultant to be working with your company?
Depends on the size of the change.
Yeah.
It is, it all depends on the size. And more often than not, you can also You can choose and pick what you want them to do. So if it's just at a strategic level, it may be only a few engagements that's required to put people on the right path. Or in some cases, we have experienced that we actually have worked with organisations for up to nearly 12 months, helping them to go through a whole sort of transformation from one end to the other. Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, the important thing is to find something that's practical, find something that's flexible enough and that is tailored to your organisation.
And don't wait too long.
And don't wait too long. Very true. That's great.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on Business Women Australia's radio show.
My pleasure.
Kim Christofferson. Yes.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Chris Christofferson. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.